reciting the Sheish Schirus, the six remembrances, background, details, and laws. So the Alter Rebbe records in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 60, Halacha 4, that it is a positive command in the Torah to remember daily the following actions. The first one is Matan Torah and Ma'amid Har Sinai. It is a positive command of Torah to remember the event of the giving of the Torah Mount Sinai on a daily basis. So records the Alter Rebbe both in the Shulchan Aruch and Siddur, and this is based on the ruling of the Ramban, and so too is recorded in the writings of the Arizal and Pri Etz Chaim and Shaar HaKavanos. The second remembrance is Maisa Amalek. It is a positive command of Torah to remember the altercation we had with Amalek while in the desert, and that we are to remember this daily. So it was recorded in all the previous sources that we mention, and is likewise recorded in the Sefer Charedim. The third remembrance is Maisa Miriam. It is a positive command of Torah to remember daily the punishment that Miriam received for speaking gossip of Moshe, as written in the end of Parshas Ba'aloscha. And this command serves as a reminder that one should not speak Lashon Hara, so concludes the Alter Rebbe in 60 Halacha 4. The fourth remembrance is Maisa Ha'egel and angering Hashem in the Midbar. It is a positive command of Torah to remember daily the sin of the golden calf, which had angered Hashem while we were in the desert. It was recorded in the Alter Rebbe, the Magen Avram, the Ramban, and in the Yalkut Shemayni Pashas B'chukaisai, in name of the Sefri. The fifth remembrance is Shabbos. Some places can rule that it is a positive command to remember Shabbos daily, and so rules the Alter Rebbe in his Siddur. And so is the ruling of the Magen Avram and the Ramban. The sixth remembrance is Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is a positive command in Torah to remember daily, both by night and day, the exodus from Egypt, as recorded in the Mishnah Maseches Brachos 12b, and recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, chapter 67, Halacha 1, and chapter 70, Halacha 1, and Halacha 4. We find four additional remembrances that are mentioned in other Svarim, not recorded in the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch or Hasidur, and neither not recorded in the Magen Avram nor in Kisvei Arizal. And these four extra remembrances are remembering the Man, remembering Eretz Yisrael, remembering being saved from Bilam, and remembering Yerushalayim. Some of these remembrances are recorded in Sefer Charedim, in the Kuntres of Rav Levi Yitzchak Bertijev, and the Siddur Yavitz, and they're all brought in the Kaf HaChaim, chapter 60, Sif Katan Dalet, as a mitzvah to remember daily these four things. We'll now delve into a number of questions and answers relating to the Sheish Schirus. Number one, are women obligated in reciting them? So the only remembrance that we explicitly find in the Pesukim written that women are obligated in is regarding remembering the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, on a daily basis, night and day, just like men. So records the Alter Rebbe in chapter 70, Halacha 1, based on the Magen Avram, and so also rules the Mishnah Berurah, that women are obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like men are. So certainly that Zechira must be said by women, and that's why in truth they are obligated, women are obligated to daven and recite the paragraph of Vayomer and Emes Vayatzev by Shachris, and according to some opinions, also by Ma'ariv, with the paragraph of Emes Ve'emunah. Nonetheless, there are Pesukim who argue and say that women are biblically exempt from the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, regarding the other remembrances, in truth, we do not find any mention of whether women are obligated or exempt, but one can deduce from the fact that the Pesukim rule that they are obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim daily, that they likewise should be obligated in all the other remembrances, just like men. As if it's a daily occurrence and daily mitzvah, it's not subject to the exemption of mitzvahs esei shazman grama. And so write some Pesukim that women are obligated to remember daily the giving of the Torah, and the same would apply to the other Zechiras. So practically, women are to recite the Sheish Zechiras just like men recite them. Now, how should it be recited? Must you verbalize the remembrances, or is it enough to think it in your mind? So some places can rule that one is required to actually verbalize them, and that thinking of them in one's thought alone does not suffice to fulfill the mitzvah. So rules the Sefer Charedim, the Shagas Aryeh, the Kaf HaChaim, and others. And practically so seems to be the ruling of the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur, who explicitly writes the six Schiras after Shachris so they can be said. Now regarding when should one fulfill this mitzvah? So the Pesukim records, so is recorded in the Alter Rebbe, the Magen Avram, and in Kisvei Arizal, and all the Achreinim, that it's proper to remember the Schiras in Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema. And this is in addition to verbally mentioning the Schiras after Shachris. Meaning, even though one will anyways do it after Shachris, according to Kabbalah, and so rule all the Pesukim that we mention, one is to likewise remember it in one's thought during Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema. The remembrances are to be remembered by the following areas and words that are mentioned. When one recites the word Ubano Bacharta towards the end of the Brach of Avas Olam, before Shema, one is to remember the giving of the Torah. When one recites the words of Vekeirav Tanu, he should remember the event of the Jewish people standing by Mount Sinai. When one says the words L'Shimcha Agadu, he should remember what Amalek did to us, as God's name is incomplete until his descendants are eradicated. When one recites the words L'Hoydes L'Choy, he should remember that the mouth was only created to give thanks to God and not to speak Lashon Hara. That fulfills the remembrance of Maisa Miriam. When one recites the words U'schartim as Kol Mitzvahs Hashem, in the paragraph of Vayomer, within Shema, he should remember the Shabbos, which is equal to all the mitzvahs. And regarding the golden calf, the Pesach can conclude that it should be remembered when you say the words Le'achetcha bi'ahva in the end of Birchas Avas Olam, before Shema, as it is coming to negate that we made the golden calf and we were not in love with Hashem. The six Kriyas are to be recited daily, even on Shabbos and Yantiv, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as recorded in Sefer HaMenhagim, and likewise it is said on Shabbos after the Parsha of Lekach Tseilos is recited. Now in truth, the Sheis Chiris can be fulfilled by remembering them, as we said according to some opinions, by verbalizing it, with the mention of any verse that describes them and not specifically the verses mentioned in the Sheis Chiris in the back of the Siddur, after Shachris, as is written regarding the mitzvah remembering the Exodus, that one can fulfill this mitzvah any times he mentions a pasuk or a verse that describes the Exodus, and even if he mentions a mir halacha regarding it. So to summarize, every man and woman should recite daily, verbalize daily, the six chiris after davening, in addition to remembering them in their thoughts when reciting Birchas Kriyas Shema and Shema in the various places that we mention, and so is the ruling of the Alter Rebbe, the Arizal, the Magen Avraham, and all the Paiskim.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanArachHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanArachHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.